Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. And today on the program, we're going to hear from Pella Opera House Director Kevin McQuaid about the Membership Appreciation Night that's going to be going on at the Opera House on Thursday at 6:30. All right, well, Kevin, we're going to be talking about the Membership Appreciation event that's going to go on here at the Pella Opera House. But first, talk about what it means to be a member at the Opera House. How do you become a member, and then what kind of benefits do you get?
Well, being a member at the Opera House is one of the major ways that people can support the work that we do here. Others might think of it as a subscription, but it's really simpler than that. Instead of subscribing to the entire season, a membership allows you to, at different levels, make not only a contribution to the Opera House, but use a portion of that contribution to offset the costs of tickets. For example, the starting level for a membership is at the $50 level, and you don't get any ticket benefit for that, but what you do get is the knowledge that you're supporting the great work that we do here, and a tax deduction for the amount of that contribution. But then from $100 on and at higher levels, members also receive two or more complimentary tickets to the event of their choice, as well as become a person who receives our regular ongoing newsletters through email about what's coming up, and they receive recognition in our program. And depending on the level of what they've provided, they could get more tickets. They could get invited to special pre- or post-event receptions, including meeting the artists. And all of it has really two facets to it. The member receives the satisfaction of supporting an important part of the community, plus they also receive tickets to one of the shows of their choice here. So that's really what the membership is all about.
Where do these member donations go to? Is it for booking events, or is a lot of it upkeeping a historic building in Pella?
Well, it's both of those things, really. Any of the contribution portion of a membership offsets a wide variety of operational costs that we have. We can offer the number of programs that we do and at a lower ticket price than we might normally do because we do receive membership support. We're a non-for-profit organization, so we don't price the tickets as high as we would if what we were trying to do was make a profit. For example, a great example would be our children's theater programming that we do. We bring in the Missoula Children's Theater, a professional company. We're going to be bringing them in twice this year rather than once. It's so popular. The tickets to that show cost $5 or $10. And normally, our ticket prices would be higher than that, $15, $20, $30 in some cases. But the kids who participate in that program are able to participate for free. And much of that is possible not only because of some fundraising events that we do, but it's also supported by membership. And the reason we are really proud of that is that it makes the Opera House accessible to all. It's not just for an elite small number of people. It is for the entire community. And membership helps support all the costs, and that helps us keep our ticket prices low and still bring in quality acts.
And you're gonna show your appreciation to those members and the help that they bring you guys with an event that's going to go on Thursday. Tell me about the event.
Okay, the event is an annual event that we host here just before the season begins. So it's Thursday, August 30th at 6:30 p.m. And what we do at that event, the incentive for coming, is that these will be the people that will first hear what our entire season is comprised of. So it's in many ways our opening night of the season. And that's a very exciting time for any theater because this is where you roll out all the shows that people will be able to see. And we do it in a tongue-in-cheek fashion. We do it with a comedy presentation where I hope we won't make huge fools of ourselves.
So it's not just learning about the schedule. There's also going to be a little bit of a performance.
Oh, absolutely, there will be a performance. As a matter of fact, not only will my colleague Beth Hill and I be doing skits on stage. We'll have live music there. Davis Folkerts will be playing the theater organ, and Cameron Van Berkum will be accompanying on guitar. And we have a special surprise ensemble that will be performing Thursday night, a selection from a very popular musical, and I've heard them rehearse, and they are fantastic. And that's a surprise feature of Thursday night that's going to make the night, I think, incredibly fun for all.
So how can people attend this event? Do they need to get tickets, or do they just show up?
They just show up. It's free, so there's absolutely no reason, unless somebody has a prior commitment, of course, why they shouldn't show up. It's a lot of fun, and it doesn't cost them anything to do so.
And is it just for members, or is it for people who are maybe thinking about becoming members?
All are welcome. So our current members who are considering renewing, and we hope that they will do that, are welcome. But people who are just interested in what our season will be and are interested in finding out more about the Opera House, there's no need for a person to be a member to come to this event. All are welcome. So we encourage anybody who'd like to learn about what our season will be to show up tomorrow, Thursday night, at 6:30 p.m.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with us today.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Pella Opera House director Kevin McQuaid on membership at the Pella Opera House and the Membership Appreciation Night that's going on Thursday at 6:30. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.